Good afternoon again, everyone. We're back here in my father's garage, the old man cave here in Lisburn, County Antrim. Spent a lot of time here as a little boy in this garage, footering about, trying to make things, bird boxes and different things over the years. And there's a lot of things around these shelves that are worthy of our attention. And here's an old lamp, an old gas lantern. Many of you, some of the older people, will remember these from their day. You had a little wick inside and the paraffin probably in the bottom. And there's a few words on this. Bat Grand, I think it is. This one is made in Germany. Bat. There's a embossed bat on the base of it. Number 160. And on the top it says made in Germany. So I'm not sure how old this is or where it came from or who had it or anything about the history or the background of it. But it's just an old-fashioned lantern. And I suppose back in the days before electricity, people would have had these if they were going out to the water closet at the back of the house, back to the old shed before they had, it was just the old dry toilets and different things, or maybe out feeding the cattle or whatever it may have been. These old gas lanterns were very, very popular, and I'm sure they're quite collectible now as well. There's tilly lamps. This isn't a tilly lamp, I don't think, but you've got a little primer here in the bottom as well, and different things, and a little screw to screw the wick up and down. But there's a very obvious application with this. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the psalmist speaking of the word of God, and it's interesting, if you read Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, it's divided up into 22 sections, each one, the section of 8 verses corresponds with the Hebrew alphabet, and virtually every verse, bar maybe one or two, has reference in some way to the word of the Lord, the law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the ordinances of the Lord, the oracles of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, and so it goes on. It's a psalm that speaks much about the value and the virtue of God's precious word. And in verse 105, the psalmist says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." The psalmist recognized that he was living in a dark world. He needed light. And God is light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, God said, "Let there be light." And it was the word of God that brought light into the world. And so it is with the scriptures, God's written word, God's inspired word. It's the word of God, the Bible, the scriptures that bring light into this dark world. And of course, whenever you're in the darkness, you don't know where you're going and you're lost. And the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. It brings light. It also brings guidance and it brings direction. Somebody once described the Bible by way of an acrostic, B-I-B-L-E, the best instruction before leaving earth. And we need guidance in these days. If you're traveling in your car, you're not sure where you're going. Nowadays, you'll have satellite navigation. And it'll direct you, most of the time, pretty accurately to your destination. If you're out climbing, you might have a GPS map on your phone. You might have an old-fashioned paper map or a plastic map to guide you and direct you. We all need leading. We all need guidance. We all need direction. We look to our families whenever we're young, our parents for guidance, our teachers at school. Many today are looking to politicians and to world leaders for guidance. Many are looking to scientists. But the surest form of guidance is the Bible, the best instruction before leaving earth. The word of God navigates us through this hard and difficult world. It navigates us and guides our way and our footsteps to the cross. And then from the cross into the Christian life, throughout the Christian race with all of its twists and turns and hills and valleys and blessings and trials. And one day the word of God can navigate us into heaven itself. It's important to have the word of God. It's important to read the word of God. But in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus Christ, as he concluded the Sermon on the Mount, said that those who hear his sayings, hear his words and do them, shall be like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And whenever the rains came and the floods came, the house stood firm. But those who hear the word of God and do not do it, shall be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And whenever the same rain and winds and storms came, the house fell flat because it didn't have a strong foundation. Now the Lord Jesus Christ there spoke about two classes of people. Both of them had the word of God. Both of them heard the word of God, but only the wise builder heeded the word of God. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Some of you have been listening to these little devotionals for well over a year now. There's been hundreds of them. I'm not sure just how many. I think there's about 125 in Coleraine, probably a lot more than that now in Lisburn. And some days there's 1,000 people, 2,000 people some days listening, sometimes a little bit more than that, sometimes a little bit less. And maybe you've been faithfully listening to the word of God. It's a lamp to your feet and it's a light to your pathway. But it's no use to you unless you respond to it and obey it and put your faith and trust in the Saviour, in the God that it speaks of. Thank you for listening, and I trust that God will lead you and navigate you, and one day we'll meet you. Trust God in heaven.